I'm real grateful and excited here this morning. I can't help to be excited knowing where the work first started within my life over 23 years ago as a full-blown drug addict that was raised properly by a good mother and father in the country, and education had everything, but got caught slipping late in high school and became a full-blown drug addict. Prison and all that followed it. So it's easy for me to be grateful here this day, because every time in his presence, he takes me back to the very beginning where he first touched my life, when nobody wanted anything to do with my life, not even my mom and dad. I did them wrong so bad, my brothers and sisters. But that was just, I just needed one person in my corner. And little did I know, he was always in my corner. But on that day, it was in a prison cell where Jesus introduced himself to me and became my Lord and Savior. It didn't happen in a church. Because we are the true temple, not this building. We are the true temple, so it can happen anywhere. Because this is the temple right here, you and I, that he died for, where he desires to abide in. So when the presence of the Lord falls, it seldomly takes me forward. It almost all the time takes me back to remember what he did upon that day when I was just minding my own business, smoking a cigarette, doing time with nobody in my corner for all that I had done. So it takes a kind of a different in my life when the presence of the Lord falls. Because how many know that Paul said, one thing I do is forget what's behind me. But there's sometimes you can go back to see where the Lord started to get you lined up once again to where he wants to take you. Amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering this morning for being here with us. Amen. Let's acknowledge him here this day. If you're here for the very first time, we welcome you. God bless you. Those on Facebook, we welcome you as well. We thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday morning. Amen. We're starting a new series. We just got off of the full armor of God a couple of months. We labored on it because I wanted everybody to know and to learn how to dress themselves in the full armor of God. Because how many know that we're in a battlefield right now? We're in end times right now. So I thought it wise to teach not only those that already know better, but for the new member, the new convert, and knowing that we're in a battlefield, that things take place in the church because we're in a battlefield. And the works of the enemy comes against the work of the church. So anyhow, and after we went through the learning how to dress ourselves in the full armor of God to be able to fight the good fight, amen, and to know that out of all the components that make up the full armor of God, we learned that only one was offense and all the other ones were defense, which tells each and every one of us that we're going to get hit. There's no way around it. Out of the six parts of the full armor of God, five were defense. And only one is the sword of the Spirit, that's our offense. And that's what's going to go forth here this beautiful Sunday morning. Amen? For us to be victorious. But now that we know about the full armor of God and we're activated in the full armor of God, amen, we're going to go on to a series in the spiritual gifts that God has given each and every one of our lives. Some he has given one. There's some that he has given multiple gifts. Amen. And I'm going to be going over the seven, the motivational, amen, gifts that God has given us. Why we find ourselves, when the Lord comes down upon our life, motivated. Man, God said, my life, I'm going to do this. Man, he spoke to me, I'm going to do this. And something takes place within our life as we start to tap into that motivational gift that God has placed within your life and my life. Amen. So I'm just going to be laying just a foundation here this day. I'm not even going to get into the first one yet. That'll probably take place next Sunday. It might take place a few Sundays down the line. But I know that we're all going to get tested. Who likes being tested? Amen? If you're a person like me that really didn't care for school much while I was at school, the only reason I passed is my dad was the principal of the high school. When we hear the word test, we get nervous. We usually lack in education. But I've seen many educated people get nervous when it comes to passing the test of the Lord upon their lives, amen. And when I say we're going to be getting tested, amen, we're going to be getting tested, and there's very many questions. It's not 100% accurate, but it'll kind of get us warm to where God wants to use us in the gift or gifts that he has placed within our lives. As we take this long questionnaire test, it kind of narrows it down, amen, what our gifts are, amen. We might do that next Sunday, amen. But I just want to start off this Sunday laying a foundation, going to keep it real simple. It's just starting to stir your faith, amen, to be excited about knowing if you're new what your gift is, if you already know what your gift or gifts are, about being excited about using them. Because I know a lot of Christian people that know their gifts, that even have multiple gifts, but don't use them. And the purpose of the gift is not taking place in or through your life. So I believe this series that we're about to embark in is for all of us, whether you're a new convert or you're an OG, an old timer, and you've been around the church house for many, many years. Amen. I believe it's a good time for all of us, whether you're new or you've been around for a minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stick with the theme, a time to recognize Jesus. I was speaking to Pastor Felipe and Brother Jason, my two men of God, right hand, left hand men of God that I have here in the church. And I was just thinking that it's a time to recognize Jesus. It's a very vital, essential, the new language of today now, that we recognize Jesus in these times that we're living in right now. There was a shooting at the Mayfair Mall the other day. And I'm careful to be sensitive because I know families were affected by this. Amen. Immediate families that were, their members got shot. Those that witnessed it, little kids and all. It was a terrible thing. And it got worldwide recognition. As soon as it started, into the next day, it's still the manhunt and all the big money that was spent on recognizing what the enemy's doing. Giving time, giving finances to it, the follow-up to it, the next day, and the manhunt. And now this individual is becoming famous to some that's saying, wow, he got away with it. And now we have an individual that's being recognized for shooting 8 people in a mall. This is the day and the time and the age that we currently live in right now. But how many times on TV or on the news do you see a church being recognized, a minister being recognized, a man that was once a drug addict, now a prominent leader in the city being recognized? They just don't have time for that stuff. They want a news that everybody's going to watch. Everybody was on their phones. Everybody was paying attention to the news and recognizing the work of the enemy. And I believe if there's anybody in these times that we're living in that should be recognizing Jesus, it's you and I, the body of Christ, the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. So the theme is still a time to recognize Jesus. Over all that's taking place right now, around our lives and within our lives, because there's a lot of times that there can be a spiritual shooting taking place in your life that gives recognition to where the bullets came from. And we forget that we're the child of God. And we forget to recognize the only one that can help when it comes to spiritual bullets being fired. A time to recognize Jesus by using our gifts. Amen? And 1 Peter is going to bring my springboard scripture for the next coming weeks. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 reads, God has given each of you a gift. So right off the top, not even complete with the sentence, we know for sure, not because the pastor says, but because scripture says that God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. In other words, they're not all the same, amen? You all ain't got the same gift, just like any Christmas tree this Christmas are not going to have all the same gifts under it, amen? The Bible goes on to say, use them well to serve one another. We already have a problem. Because the gift that God has given us is for others. This Christmas, we will all have gifts under the Christmas tree, whether it's just one or two, or whether there's going to be 20 or 30 under the tree. And every gift is going to say from daddy, from mom, or from pastor. There might be a few of those. But then it goes and addresses it to whoever the gift is for. It says who the gift is from and who it's for. And I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, all my brothers, I had one brother and five sisters, seven total. It was a big family, but we had a big poor family. Tell your neighbor and say, poor family. So just because there was seven, there was a lot of gifts under the tree, amen? And I don't know about you, but before Christmas time came around, every one of those gifts had already been opened. Because we were all dying to find out what this person got for us. The anticipation of what was in a box wrapped with the bow, who it was from and who it was to, was just too much for a young kid to wait for Christmas time to open up. So we would all come at night like a thief, amen? Open up all our gifts, find out, and real carefully tape them, put them back under the tree, dust off the fingerprints. And when Christmas would come, we would act all so excited, we'd be winking at each other, because mom and dad couldn't peep game that we already knew what they had gotten for us, amen? These are gifts that we were dying to find out that was from a person. How much more, being the children of God, should we be anticipating, dying to find out the gift that says from God to Joe, to Lily, to Juanito, Juanita, Jojo, Shaquilla, whoever it might be. So I want to stir your curiosity here this day by verse 10 when it opens says, God has given each of you a gift. It's in there. It's in there. But you're going to have to unwrap the gift. Just like you're going to have to unwrap the gifts this Christmas when Christmas comes around. We might have to wait till Christmas to unwrap our gifts that from family and loved ones. But the gift of God is for today to unwrap. Today you can unwrap the gift that comes that says from God through His Word. Says from God. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. And how many know when we got our gifts, we used them well, the ones that were under the tree from mom and dad, for a couple of days, one day, and then we just got rid of them, went on to the next thing. Amen? Not so with the gift that comes from God for your life and my life. We're to use them well. And we need to find out, not only does each and every one of us have a gift that says from God, but the Bible says to use them well to serve one another. The gift that has your name on it is not for you. It's to serve somebody else. That's where we have a problem. In Romans 12, verse 4 and 8, I'll be sharing a lot off this because the gifts, it says, just as our bodies, it gives a comparison here, amen? Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function. My mouth right now has a special function of preaching the gospel of Jesus. Amen. Our body, our physical body has fingers, amen, feet, ears, nose, eyes. And here the Lord is making a comparison. So it is with Christ's body. There's our physical body, and then there's the spiritual body, the body of Christ, you and I. The Bible goes on to say that we are many parts. There's many of us here this morning. There could be many more, though. But I know there's many there online that just concerned of the virus, and if that's you, I'm okay with it. Amen? Prayerfully, things get better, and you can get back to the temple of God. Amen? So it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body. And we all belong to each other. So here we come to find out that the gift or the gifts that we have one been given to us by God. And it's very clear that the gift that He has given us is to benefit others. Not our own life, but to benefit others. Tell your neighbor, I need you. Tell your neighbor back, no, I need you. We're all valuable parts of the body of Christ here this morning, and we need one another in order to function as a healthy spiritual body of Christ. In verse 6, the Bible reads that in His grace, and it was something, this gift, we didn't deserve it, we didn't earn it. It was something God did from the very beginning of our life that I'll share next Sunday. This gift didn't come upon your salvation, but before you were born, these gifts were already in place. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. That's the part I want you to get right there. Pastor, you're saying that I can do something well? Yep, according to God's word. That He has given us all a gift or gifts, amen, to do certain things, not all things, but certain things good. A place that you are powerful in, your power spot. And just like all of us have a power spot, we all have a weak spot as well.